Well, look, everybody was watching this with a microphone, or rather a microscope, because it was going to say a lot about the state of the world as you just described. Europe is breathing a huge sigh of relief because the polls were right leading up to this first round, and Macron, who was 1 point ahead of Le Pen, actually came out 2 points ahead of her in the first round. So what is this? For the first time in 60 years since World War II, the establishment centre-left and centre-right parties, Republicans and Socialists, have failed to make it into the second round. You have on the one hand the very, very far extreme right Marine Le Pen, National Front, and you have the other, which is not the extreme left, it is an insurgency from the center. That is Emmanuel Macron, who has talked about reforms, who's talked about managed immigration, who's talked about still, you know, sticking with Europe and free liberal trade and economy. Unlike his, you know, opponent, Marine Le Pen, who's talked about suspending all immigration, who's talked about pulling out of the EU and ditching the euro and going back to the franc. Even the right wing, rather the conservatives, say that would just bankrupt France. So that's what you have. Two very clearly competing visions now for the runoff and into the second round, May 7th.